tuned up, and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
All right, time for our weekly State Park Passes giveaway. True or false trivia question. If you think this is true, text TRUE to 411-923. If it's false, text false. The name Havasu, we're talking about Lake Havasu City all month long because that is the staycation destination. They'll be enjoying a weekend at the Nautical Beachfront Resort. Havasu, the name itself, comes from the Supai Indian tribe. True or false? To 411-923, we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment before bottom of the hour news, and we'll send you two state park passes. These are physical passes. They're the exact size of a business card, and they're good for any one of Arizona State's 35 parks, including Alamo Lake. We talk about Cactail Cove. We talked about Buckskin all along the Colorado River. There's a hidden one, Alamo. Now, there's not a lot of shade when you go to Alamo, so make sure you bring shade, but it's a big lake. And you know what? It's generally not very crowded, unless they got some big fishing tournament. And you got bass boats everywhere. But for weekend recreation, if the crowds at Canyon or Lake Pleasant or Saguaro, Bartlett, or you just that's one thing I never enjoyed about boating was the crowds. Now, you got to drive to get to Alamo.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive, that's for sure.
Make sure you fill up in Wickenburg.
Yeah.
Top off. Have roadside emergency, because if you get a flat tire, you break down between Wickenburg and Alamo. It's a long stretch of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared. It's not for the faint of heart, but you can get there, and you can enjoy a lake to yourself. Arizona State Parks had a fun Father's Day promotion this week. They prompted people to share outdoor stories about their dads, and you would tag it Classic Dad, and they would send anyone that shared a story about outdoors with their dads. They sent them parks passes, so there's more than one way to get Arizona State Parks passes. You can follow them at Arizona State Parks, and one of the funny stories was a woman shared a story about their dad taking them out mushroom hunting, and I guess there's a morel. Well, their joke is their dad's a fun guy, but questionable morals. And there's an entire Arizona Mushroom Society that work. Can you imagine going in? Of all the things we've ever gone and done out in the woods, have you ever said, let's go hunt for mushrooms?
No, that's the one. I never knew them well enough to trust myself.
Yeah, I was always a little concerned to get in the wrong kind.
Yeah.
That's just who would have thought one more thing you could find to do in Arizona? Go out and hunt you some mushrooms in the woods. I'd say one thing that will probably lead you to is some shaded climates. You don't find those out in Quartzsite or along the creosote. You get up in the mountains, thick forest, dense vegetation. It'd be something to do in a cool country. You know, if you didn't want to go to the lake or you didn't want to just go hang out in a town, you wanted to do something outdoors. I bet you mushroom hunting keeps you in some pretty thick vegetation.
I imagine it does. And the people that do it are serious about it. It's quite a delicacy, as I understand it, but I've never – that's one thing I've never done.
We just don't know what we're missing.
I guess not.
In our trivia last week, we learned that the London Bridge is not really the London Bridge and its whole self. The original structure and why they tore it down is it was so heavy that it was sinking at a half an inch per year. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but add up 6 years, that's 3 inches. Imagine rolling over that in your cart and buggy, horse-drawn cart and buggy. A pretty big jar at the end when it's connecting to the other side.
Yeah.
And so to reduce, even though our soils were stronger than what it was built on in England, our clay soils in Arizona were stronger, but they built a steel structure and then clad it with the stone that came from the London Bridge. And it took the overall weight of the London Bridge from over 100 tons to down to 30 tons.
Oh, wow.
And at Lake Havasu, there's something, if you're looking for a little event for the kids, the movie festival, they've got free summer movie series going on all month long at the local theater. You can look up at GoLakeHavasu.com and find out what different movies are playing. And they're playing them for free. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Take the kids and go enjoy a free movie. You also have Handcrafted Mysteries going on tonight. I'm sorry, Friday and Saturday night. Today's Saturday, right?
Today's Saturday.
So Saturday, tonight, there's a magic show you can find locally. And it's known for its Hot Air Balloon Festival. Have you ever looked up how many hot air balloon festivals are in Arizona?
So nope.
This one in Lake Havasu is in January, so we missed that one for the year. But you know, there's also the Arizona Hot Air Balloon Classic at Goodyear Park, down in Goodyear, Arizona. There's also White Mountain Hot Air Balloon Festival, June 28th in Lakeside over in Sholo. There's the Lake Powell Regatta on Halloween, October 31st. Colorado River Crossing held in November in Yuma. And today, there's the Mile High Hot Air Balloon Festival, where you can enjoy a tethered 100-foot hot air balloon ride right off of downtown Prescott Square.
The Mile High Park over there.
The southwest side of the corner is the middle school. And in the football field, they're going to have four hot air balloons that you can go and they've got, apparently, it was kind of more of a grown-up party. Because the press release stringently stressed it. We've got sodas this time, and we've got kids' drinks, and we've got ice cream, and you can still get the great beers the festival is known for, but it's much more of a family environment. Well, that's going on today at downtown Prescott, the Mile High Balloon Festival. Have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
Never have. Jennifer and I made an appointment to float the Rio Grande in New Mexico, but we woke up to go do it. They canceled it because of weather. So I've never been in one.